just one to load. Pretty Analia to go in. We're just about ready. All set and away and racing. Good start for them over here. Along the inside, Bright Comet is fighting with the riders. Red Sparrow heads off for the lead with Ecstatic. Atats is in close contention, just a couple of lengths off the leader with Aerial's Jet back in fifth early on. Flying World is sixth. Pretty Analia seventh, racing about seven lengths off the leader. And it'll leave Pink Diamond as the trailer. So go to the side of the course now. 1,300 metres left to run, and out on the lead is Red Sparrow by two from Ecstatic in second. Atats racing away in third. Then Bright Comet and Aerial's Jet. They're about five lengths off the leader. Two back to Pretty Analia. Flying World is racing second to last. Has got seven lengths to make up, and Pink Diamond will be the trailer. Into the home straight now, 900 out, and Red Sparrow still led up front by two from Ecstatic, and third is Atats. Still the same order with Bright Comet in behind those, Aerial's Jet. Further back to Pretty Analia's got six lengths to make up with Flying World, and Pink Diamond still sees everything in front of her. She's got seven, eight lengths to find. They're well and truly down the home straight. They've got 500 metres left to run, and out on the lead is Red Sparrow. It's a length clear of Ecstatic in second. Two and a half lengths back to Atats in third. Flying World is progressing nicely down the inside. Looks a big danger. Then came Bright Comet, further back to Aerial's Jet. Inside the final 300 now, and now Flying World starts to apply the pressure on the outside of Ecstatic. Between them is Red Sparrow. Then came Atats with 200 to go. Ecstatic is the leader. Flying World is putting on the pressure on the outside and comes into the lead now. And it's race over. Flying World will go on and win it comfortably by three from Ecstatic. Atats third. Then came Pretty, rather in fourth position was Bright Comet. Further back was Red Sparrow, Aerial's Jet. Then came Pretty Analia, and Pink Diamond was always last. Well, Flying World has gone back-to-back, this time under Craig Zaki. Last time was Keegan DeMello, and she looked to be the one to be with 400 out. She ran on really nicely, slipped up along the inside, and has won it comfortably for Joey Soma and owners A. Labiskachny, Koos van Rensburg, and Peter Hosking. Second position will go to Ecstatic, was there for every inch of the way. Atats was third. Fourth position will be given to Bright Comet. Fifth was Red Sparrow, then Aerial's Jet, Pretty Analia, and further back was Pink Diamond. But it's a good win for Flying World. The four-year-old chestnut Felicis by One World. Out of the Silvano mare, Flying Silver, back-to-back wins, was bred by the owners along with Mr. Locke. I know that Koos is here today, so well done to him and well done to Joey Soma as Flying World goes back-to-back and wins race six.